So this economic disruption campaign, if as we've been looking at it from different perspectives, I think for me it wasn't only about making a movement that doesn't just ask for crumbs or, you know, doesn't engage in mere symbolic protest and those things, making it very visible and unavoidable. I think it was also, like I've been saying, building and networking amongst the capable and militant organizations that do exist. Because I know it's been recognized, you know, in terms of the labor movement, it's necessary for it to be part of the movement for it to really, you know, make some nice damage. But I think it's also really important that the militant organizations organize much stronger amongst ourselves, and to increase our potential to challenge the legitimacy of the government and its economic policies, and eventually making it part of the culture to raise the domestic and social costs for people that are imposing their agenda. So that idea of solidarity is like capturing the militant spirit, and as John Clark has said, the mood to resist that is kind of hovering everywhere, a little bit here, a little bit there, in different areas, in rural areas and in the city, and not only rising up, but you know, turning the tide, which is a lot of work, right? And that's where the work. You know, the work is in the organizing, and like Bertrand had mentioned, you know, one of the things that people are saying that was so successful about this was that it was proactive, that we set the date, we set the time and the place, but that comes from organizing and thinking more in a strategic way in terms of what are our political strategies for the long haul, and not waiting for them just to call, you know, the summit for us to naturally converge. But so as several people have mentioned, like Sean, you know, the action was in the organizing, and organizing so that the political affinities and ties that we have, that we've built, you know, for mobilizing for Quebec, even before that, as Bertrand says, with Comité Sans Emploi and OCAP, they had several actions here in Montreal in 93 when they did the Commando Bouffe and etc. Those ties, you know, they so making them multiply, but also solidify them, building on and building up that militant stance that emphasizes more and more decentralized coordination. You know, for example, I think also a really good statement in this campaign was the real networking that was done with the native communities. It wasn't just about lip service being paid to the idea that we need to link up to struggles of self-determination. There was some solid work put in there. You know, people traveling throughout the provinces on a regular basis and making that direct link, you know, which formalizes those existing political alliances in a really concrete way. It's, you know, me and you, and it's face to face. And especially in societies here in North America, that collective and public cohesion is really necessary because it's so capitalism is so institutionalized here. There's hardly any cracks that you can see beyond. So as I was saying, you know, those visits and revisits among activists in towns, in cities, even cross borders, provincial borders, Quebec and Ontario. For instance, the June 15th rally, last summer, where the call-out came for the idea of coordinating for a campaign of economic disruption. There were several groups from Montreal that went. There was people from the CLAC, the CSU, Comité Sans Emploi, CUPER, and I'm sure others. But But all those direct links are vital for creating and formalizing those alliances. So, and it also, I think I'm a city activist, but I can imagine for those that live in smaller towns, it's vital in terms of building the momentum to legitimize the fight against a government. Because the city usually has a larger militant base, so it's easier sometimes. Although we have a lot more sectarian practices, but anyway, that's another point. But so now we can really see those strong ties between Ontario groups and Quebec groups, which make that statement, your struggle is my struggle. And I think that is the idea that we always want to put forth, your struggle is my struggle, because we're not going to get out of this alone. Everybody has to get out together. And that's a powerful arm to fight with. And it's something that now, we have the advantage in the sense when we're mobilized, looking at the strategies we need for G8, the anti-G8 actions that are coming up, we have a really solid base, a good network to build more on or from. So I think that's basically what I wanted to touch on, is that vision of a culture of resistance and those networks and alliances that we need to call our home. And that's from there we're going to put up a good fight.